I've been asking your Twitter fans for some questions. Mm-hmm. So you want for some art questions from them?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, let's go through some. So Linda Shaw says, what is the most treasured childhood memory and has it influenced you in any way?
Well, that's a good question, Linda. Just messing around recording stuff on my tape player, you know, right before I, you know, actually started taking writing seriously and singing and playing, I used to record into my little, you know, tape player thing. You know, just playing them back and listening to them, and now, you know, I'm doing it, but on just a completely different level.
Imagine if you never had that. You might not even be here. Wow. Exactly. Matt Sest says, my question for Matt is, what is his favourite pizza toppings?
Favourite pizza toppings? I mean, I'm a massive fan of the Lorraine from Pizza Express, which is just ham and olive. But I started getting into the Pollo Ad Astra, which is chicken and peppers and... Goat's cheese is another goodie.
Yep, that's very nice, very nice. Another food-related question, this one from Molly Wheeler. She says, do you love or hate Marmite?
Oh, absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Have you tried it on roast potatoes before?
Oh, no, but that sounds wicked.
Give it a go. Just a little smidgen of it after you've cooked them. Give that a go and get back to me and let me know how you like
them. Wow, that sounds amazing. Oh, I'm starving now.
Okay, Olivia S96 says, can you ask Matt where his hat's gone recently?
Well, I don't really know. I've got it on at the moment. I mean, I had to mix it up a little bit because I looked back at my Facebook page and realised I'd had a hat permanently glued to my head for about 6 years. I thought it was about time to you know... get it off for a bit.
Jasmine Jackson says, well, what three things, excluding your hat collection, would you take on a desert island?
My guitar, my skateboard, and maybe, I don't know, a beach ball.
Okay. Sue Phillips says, Andy, could you ask Matt this? If your career goes stratospheric, will you continue doing small surprise gigs?
Of course. I mean, I'm hoping that it does go stratospheric. But you never know. And I'm just, everything's crossed for that. But yeah, of course, I love little intimate gigs and I've always done that. And I feel, you know, really at home doing that with just a guitar and a few people.
And final one from 1D Love You Harry says, since winning the X Factor, do you feel fame has ever got too much?
No, I don't think it's ever got too much. You know, obviously, sometimes I've genuinely got somewhere to go and somewhere to be, and I'll be signing an autograph or doing this and one or the other. But I mean, it's just, it's lovely to have that kind of support out there, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And this is your new life now, isn't it?
That's how it is.
Yeah. So the single Run For Your Life is out on the 9th of October. What else can we expect from the album, Matt, for the songs?
Just... you know, like I say, it's just a bunch of life experience. You know, they're all from the heart. They're all from stuff that's happened to me and feelings. Obviously, some make more sense than others. That's just, you know, that poetic license to ramble about whatever you want to say, really. but there's some soulful stuff on there. There's some really rocky stuff. There's some real stripped-back, acoustic-y, emotional stuff. I mean, there's a bit of everything for everyone.
Excellent. So when is the album?
The album is out on the 17th of October.
Right, okay. So the single, then the album sort of a week later. That's great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Pleasure, Andy.
Fantastic single, Run For Your Life. Going to play it now.
Thanks, Andy.